Good morning, or good evening, actually. Welcome to Bunk Guy's Corner. I'm your host, Bunk Guy, and with me, I got my trusted co-host and good friend, Jim. How are you doing tonight, my friend?
Good.
Excellent to hear. Let's jump right into it tonight. We have our good friend from the community, David Graham, who is an attorney, a commentator, as well as a fighting game enthusiast himself. He was on Al Jazeera talking about the NSA spying program that has gone from just emails and telephone calls to video games. By the way, what do you think of that, Jim?
Are you surprised?
No.
Is it supposed to be, like, surprising?
No.
I don't know. I guess I'm just so numb to it, and I expect them to be the shadiest people in the world, so no.
So what does it say? You know, the first question that the newscaster asked is, why would the government be interested in what people are playing as far as video games is concerned? What does that have to do with terrorism? And
is there organizing? I guess you can organize as like gangs or cults or something, like in-game, obviously. And they could be talking together over it and planning terrorist acts while they kill wizards and goblins. I don't know. Ben, it's stupid.
I mean, isn't it clear that it has nothing to do with terrorism? I mean that should be the number one thing. It has nothing to do with it. Nothing.
I could understand if they had found somebody or a group of people that had used it and there was hard evidence that they had used it, that they would look into it, but to go this deep with nothing, it's just ridiculous.
I mean, here you know what? This kind of ties in a little bit with what I wanted to talk about tonight prior to hearing about David. But by the props to Alter David, you did a great job, man. Congratulations. And
deep performance.
And we thank you, and I really mean that. We do thank you for the articles you've written. You've written some very insightful articles that give us an insight through the eyes of the law into what goes on within the video game communities. So thank you for that. And as you enumerated on the show, what does it say? I'm asking this in all seriousness. What does it say when a nation has to break its own laws to enforce other laws? I know.
Normally I would say I was zoning out, but I was genuinely just trying to think of a coherent answer to that.
You know, because, you know, but because the answer is, well, then nothing's off the table then.
It's not government at that point.
Right. It's not government. Well, it's a government, all right.
It's like when you're playing a game of horse in your driveway with basketball, and somebody does something, you're like, nah, when we're at my house, I can change the rules to this. Or just, you know, just in the middle of it, you can just do whatever you want. There's no rules.
Right. So is it not clear to everyone here that you're living in a police state? Is it not clear to everyone now? I mean, you know, it's kind of funny, Jim. You know what I was going to originally talk about? It's the difference between when we were talking about what happened with Paul Walker, and it goes back to something that Dave Chappelle said. The number one thing that he hates when people ask him about what happened to him, etc., is to be dismissive. People are hardwired nowadays where they will accept what's put in the media without questioning it. And even if someone brings up good points, it's still looked down upon. You don't even get to that point anyway. And when I tell, when like when I was on Capcom, when I said, nope, I don't think Paul Walker died the way, I don't think the official account is how he really died. Har, 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 har. Okay, you didn't even bother getting the, you know, and in fact, there was a piece on cable I was watching Friday night about the life of Paul Walker. And they interviewed Randy, I guess his last name is pronounced Prost, or Proust. He is a correspondent and race car driver, you know, well-known race car driver for Motor Trend. And he was talking about the Porsche Carrera GT. He talking about how it's a great car, but you got to treat it with respect and everything when you're driving it, or it can get away from you. That would be an excellent point, right, if it was a normal driver.
Or if it was Paul Walker driving.
Right, you know, right, right. But
so stupid.
Wait, so then it's kind of funny. So I watched that entire piece. They mentioned a little bit about the driver. And they showed pictures of him in a driving suit and standing around really fast cars. But they never really kind of out and out tell you, this dude is a race car driver. He is racist. He raced in the Porsche Cup. So driving a Porsche Carrera is no big deal for him. And, well, he's used to driving it, a modified one, at 3 times the speed. But again, nobody even, you can't even get to that with anybody. I'm really, you know, when I talk about this, I don't really expect people to believe me. I just want people to stop just taking shit as given, taking everything out of the media that it's all true. People just believe. I mean, what? Well, people read about how the mafia does things back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and or a lot of time before that. They think that hits don't happen anymore. What? I mean, of course they still happen. They just make it look like an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it happens. And for the fourth time, I'm not saying that the quote unquote Illuminati did it. I'm just saying that the shit wasn't an accident. I don't know who did it. Now, the conspiracy theory part of it is that his company found something in the Philippines about giving permanent birth control to the Philippines, and I don't know about all that. But you know what? He something happened. And we'll never know for sure. But what I do know is that the official count don't make any damn sense. But going back to the original point here, hey, you know what? I'm going to ask a different question. Maybe ask it a different way.
Okay.
If Snowden never leaked those documents, and then we told everyone that the NSA is spying you from the Facebook, from Twitter, from Xbox Live, from whatever, people just laugh at us. They're like, man, you're too damn paranoid. Right?
See, I don't even look at it. Okay. This is how I feel about it. To me, it's not just about being paranoid about them watching or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the straight up invasion of privacy I cannot stand. That is involuntary on our ends. If you purchase that product, there is no opt out from that. I mean, they're going to catch me watching TV, playing my drums, cooking food, and playing guitars. I mean, I have nothing really to worry about. It's just a matter of,
yeah,
what gives you the right,
exactly,
as any sort of entity, as an individual, or as a government, or as any organization, what gives you the right to see any of that?
Exactly. And some people are saying, well, if you're not doing anything wrong at all, then you have nothing to worry about. Bullshit. Because wrong is a point of view.
Well, it's morally wrong. Anybody that will argue that,
right, and
it's,
I mean,
morally okay for them to do this, I question their brain.
Right. Not only is it morally wrong, but you're saying that as long as you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to worry about. Well, wait a minute.
You shouldn't be put in that position. I hate that argument from people. People
right.
are like, oh, well, you know, if you're just not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't care. It's like, well, I should care, because when's it going to stop? Are they going to put it in the steering wheel of my car next?
Well, you know, everybody's cars have black boxes too, you know. But you know what? It's interesting though. I mean, we talked about this before. The Xbox Xbox One. It has everything it needs to spy on you. Every single thing that it needs. It has not just a camera, a 1080p wide view angle camera. It has a DVR. It can record. It has a mic. It can record your audio. It has internet connectivity. It can send data back to. So it has everything it needs to spy on you. Does that not bother anybody?
It's not even just the spying too. It's the fact that it could recognize you so well.
Right. Like you no longer get your Xbox outline, Live like anymore.
On it, that is crazy, man.
Yeah, that's another thing. You brought up a great point. So you don't sign into Xbox Live by going to the controller and tapping the password. You just look at the damn camera. You just could just look at the Kinect. You look at Kinect and poof. That's just, I mean, it recognizes your
it
face.
It knows you.
It has voice recognition, face recognition, built-in DVR, possibility, as well as being able to record in right angle, 1080p, zoom-in features. When these documents keep on getting leaked and leaked out about what the government is doing, no one is just. I don't understand. I don't understand that your nation that you live in has come into the police state, but you all wrapped up into what's going on with Miley Cyrus. That's what I kind of. That's if anything, I would use. I'm going to continue to use this platform. Use this show as a platform to tell people just ask questions. Don't just take everything at face value. Ask questions on both sides, or however many sides it is. That's really all I'm asking. You don't have to believe everything. I don't expect you to believe everything I tell. But I'm thinking that, what needs to happen before people start giving a damn? That's a question.
That's an easy answer. It has to directly hit somebody.
But then it's too late at that point.
No, but it's not about it being too late. That is the mentality of this country right now and the people in it. Like, you can have we do have all these terrible things going around, not even just with this, and people just kind of shrug it off. I mean, they'll have an opinion on it, but it doesn't impact people anymore until it directly affects them in their life. And then they're like, oh, my God, you know, everybody else has to do it. And then it's a sinking ship at that point because nobody else cares. It has to happen to people now for people to take things seriously. That's just is what it is. In my opinion, of course.
I find it appalling. I find it appalling not what the government is doing. I find it appalling as people's just apathy towards it. That's what's appalling. It happens. Okay. Now, when they start asking stuff for you, and you be going, "How did we get to this point?" Remember back to this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Neftal, what do you have to say about it?
Neftal, it's a tough topic.
I don't even think he's listening.
No, he is. He's on, like, probably, I think it's, like, 15 or 20 second delay, normally.
Okay.
He's definitely listening. He's a very loyal listener. He might be really shitty at getting on the radio, but he's a very good listener. He listens to, like, everyone, so. I have to give the man some credit. And Mr. Mess probably listening, saying how much, you know, he hates us. And how we're idiots.
Ask me if I care, man. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he can leave and never come back in my fucking channel ever again. thanks for listening. I don't know, because you know I've been talking about this for the last three or four shows straight. And, you know, as more stuff comes out, you know, it's just that I don't know what I have refrained from bringing my religious beliefs into it, because I feel like that's really not necessary, because you can see without, you know, even just seeing it in just plain sight. But gosh dang it, people. I mean, like, someone is attempting to pull the wool over your eyes and keep you distracted while the shit burns down right in front of you. And like,
people
when
don't, people don't care.
But they should, though. I mean,
I'm not saying they shouldn't.
But I know, but I
think it's sad because I'm resigned to the point where I just don't have faith in people to care. Like, I don't expect anything out of them. You know what I mean? I really don't.
Jim, I don't expect it. Jim, but these same people that don't care, when we tell, when the us quote-unquote conspiracy theorists saying, hey, the New World Order is coming, or whatever verbiage you want to use, and you say, ah, you full of it. Wait, but this shit keeps on coming out. I mean, they spy everywhere.
Right, forget the conspiracy part. Forget the New World Order part. Forget anything like that. Even if you just objectively look at it from a government standpoint, it's the amount of power that the government is gaining is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it used to be that they would kind of be subtle about it to an extent, but now, because of the advancement of media and technology, a lot of things are getting leaked out to a lot of people that would have never been imaginable, you know, decades ago. So now they just don't care, because they're going to do whatever they want anyways. And so many people, if you do write about it, or even if you have something reasonable to say or to contribute, you will be discredited badly on the internet. Like, people will just automatically assume, oh, that guy's crazy, or da-da-da-da.
That's,
you know,
the thing. That's the thing. And that's the thing.
But that's what keeps them strong.
But, and right, because it helps them. I mean, well, my question is this. I work for Bank of America. Everyone knows this. You motherfuckers was outside our window with the signs and shit and going around and protesting and everything, and you're only preaching to the choir. Not like we got any fucking power to change anything. Where are you motherfuckers now? I don't get it. You come in there and you trying to read me a new one, you know, the bank did this, the bank, don't get me wrong, the banks are crooked. But they ain't the only crooked criminals on the streets. The pledge allegiance to the flag, fuck the flag. I ain't pledging my allegiance to someone that's, to a government that spies on you for no goddamn good reason. Just so they can amass information and see what you're doing. You know it ain't for no terrorist shit. Mm-hmm. All they're doing is amassing a database. They can build a profile about you. What you like. That's the only reason why Facebook and Twitter exist. It's only to gather information about your ass. Not just about where you work or where you live and all that. I'm talking about what you like, what you like to watch, what you like, what's your religious beliefs, were you married, single, are you gay, are you straight, you know, they want to know all of that shit.
I think the main reason they want to know all this stuff is marketing. At the end of the day, they want to know everything they can about you so that you can buy. They want to know what exactly to sell you that will have the highest conversion rate. And then they sell your information to those companies that it'll be applicable for, that they can possibly make money off of you, obviously. And it's the never-ending machine.
I agree with the companies, but I'm talking about the government now.
Oh, so, I know, but the government runs half of these companies.
I should take these companies one all the government. Yeah. So, yeah, I think there's a dual reason. I think you're right. They're doing it for marketing.
It's a cycle. It's all connected.
But you know what? But, Jim, the red herring is that, like, when you go for a job interview and your job interview goes well and for some reason you're going to get hired, and then some a friend of a friend that works at the company you try to get hired, they're like, oh, yeah, they look at your Facebook. And they found out that you said this, or you said that, or you did this, you did that. Or you liked this, or you didn't like that. That's why they didn't hire you. Do people not see the implications of stuff like that?
No, people also don't consider that their credit is a big reason why you might get hired or not hired.
No, I mean, yeah, that should be something, because that's discriminatory.
It's absolutely obscene, because I know people that make a lot of money, like six digits, and it doesn't matter how much they make, they will spend a dollar more every time. But then, and their credit is shit, obviously, you know, that they overextend themselves. So, but it does not affect their ability to do their job really well and to get a job of that prestige that's going to pay that much money. Their personal decisions, as long as they do not affect the company, should not be judged in any capacity.
So let me ask you a question then, Jim, is that when these people out there and they get denied because the credit, well, first of all, the credit score system is rigged. It's rigged because one mistake costs you 7 years. Seven years minimum. So that means that's 7 years of you paying more for everything. Whether not just for a credit, it could mean you pay more for auto insurance. It could mean you paying it could mean me paying deposit to get your gas turned on. And so these companies are actually making hands over fist over this.
You know, fuck them.
And I just think, and it's sad though, because, you know, I mean, what the heck does my credit have to do with auto insurance? Or getting gas, or water, or cable.
Yeah, my friend that just moved into my building, he got denied AT&T Uverse because of his credit. They wanted a cosigner. It's like, dude, you're talking about internet and basic cable. What the fuck do you need? What? It just blows my mind. Blows my mind. And it was because he got burned on one of those credit scams where somebody got his social security number. So it wasn't even something he could have controlled. But now he can't get cable, so sucks for him.
You know, I think that here's another thing, is that I think that people need to understand how the economy works and how that we are built on the system of debt, that the economy only functions when people are in debt. And people have to understand how the game is being played, and at the end of the day, it is the movers and shakers that have to come in and take all your money. You know, I mean, customers come in and they say, and they tell me, it's like, well, I don't make any interest off of the money I keep in your bank. Well, I was like, well, that's true at any bank right now. She's like, and I'm like, but I show them this credit card offer where if they spend X amount of dollars within 90 days, they get a cash bonus. Mm-hmm. That's like, don't you find that a little bit suspect? They won't pay you any interest on the money you deposit at the bank, which you think is helping out the bank. No. But they will definitely pay you money for getting a credit card. No one really even talks about that, you know. And I says, you know, it only works if you are in debt and can't get out. So
it's hard to get out, too.
Yeah,
especially if you never took economics courses or anything in college that's relatively, you know, newer. They do a good job of explaining, but if you don't have the opportunity to do those things, or you don't take the opportunity, rather, to educate yourself on how to get out, you can dig yourself even further unintentionally. So,
but then you know the bank, you know, Bank of America partnered with Khan Academy, and you know they tell you about how to manage your debt and everything. But at the end of the day, you need money to pay it. There's no secret trick that gets you out of debt and a year or 2 years. I mean, they got a calculator on there. You know, and it's in the calculator will say, oh, it'll take you 18 years to get out of debt. Or you can file bankruptcy, and then that will only becomes a tax write-off, so the company still benefits from it. Meanwhile, your credit is destroyed, so now you're going to pay out the nose for everything. You know, and I think that people have to understand that, you know, it's a game that is not meant for you to win.
It's rigged. The game has been and always will be rigged.
And, you know, and I don't know, man. I don't know. I tell people like it is. I'm like, I tell you, hey, man. It's like you have to be very, very careful. You have to be very, very careful, man. So how was your, you told me earlier that you told me, I think on Friday, that you got some things that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, well, I got to take, it's completely lighter than this topic, obviously.
We could take a break from the end of the world, and then we can get back to that later.
Okay. I found out I gotta fly like 5 times this week, and I do not do well on planes. I never have. Maybe it's because I'm in New York, and it's so strange because I never had a problem before 9/11 flying. I was 18 when that happened, though. Like I had already gone to Spain on a plane, and I didn't worry about anything. You know, I was just like, whatever, nothing bothered me. And then even like an hour flight now, I lose it. I just assume something horrible is going to happen to me. You know, but it's completely wrong. But it brings me back to the other idea. I think the reason why, like, if you are somebody that has anxiety like I do, I think the current culture and atmosphere of not even the plane itself, but the TSA and getting into the seat itself, from the moment you get out of the car to the moment that you get onto the plane, that is by far the most stressful part.
You mean like being patted down? And,
I mean,
and
it looks like you're walking into a high security prison, and it feels like it.
Right.
It is just the most tense. It is, it's such an uncomfortable situation. And then,
you should be, because you're treated like a criminal.
Well, yeah, you're treated like there's something wrong with you. And then if they sense that you look anxious for any reason, even if it's completely justified, like you're surrounded by people, there's armed gunmen all over the place, like security guards at least, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just so stressful. I hate doing it. And it's gonna be a tough week.
I mean,
so
I
was talking to John last night, Chindog. Mm-hmm. I'm actually, Ben, you will be happy, because I bought something today that you would never guess I would have bought.
A car.
No.
It's not a vehicle of any kind.
No, it's something for the airplane.
You bought a Windows laptop.
Nope. Even more surprising than that.
You bought an Xbox One console.
Yeah, to take with me on the airplane so I could spy on everybody that's on the plane with me while we're in the air and make sure there's no terrorists.
Right. Let's see. I don't know. You got me on this one.
It's a Nintendo.
Oh, you bought a DS?
I bought a DS.
That doesn't surprise me too much. I mean, it surprised me if you bought another Wii U, but...
No. I mean, I was looking for something, and I've had PSPs, and they're cool, but the games that I like on on PlayStation that are ported to PSP, like, I play FIFA, obviously, and the port on the PSP is just awful. It feels like an iPhone game. It's just shit. And then the other game I like is Tekken. And you can only play against the computer in Tekken for so long before you just want to kill yourself. It's not entertaining. The whole point of playing a fighting game for long periods of time, if you're not in training mode, is to play against live opponents, in my opinion, at least. So
you need to get the Zelda game.
I did.
Okay, play
so
that.
I'm really excited. I asked for advice on games I should get. I got the new Zelda game. I even picked up some anime-looking Ultra David game with the lawyer.
Ace Attorney?
Yes. Chindog highly recommended it. I have not plugged it in yet. But I'm going to try that on the airplane, and I will have a review of the game. I'm going to have a full review of what I think about the DS, and go from there. I mean, I was trying to be open-minded. I wanted to do something different. I figured if I had a new toy to play with on the plane, maybe it would relieve some of the stress and, go from there.
I'm proud of you.
Hey, I was open-minded. I bought a Nintendo product.
I don't get it. Can you go to google.com on your browser and tell me what's the point of that little thing? It has a little animation on there. I don't get it.
I go to google.com and all I have is the Google symbol, dude. I don't have anything. I have the normal blue, red, yellow, blue, green, red Google sign. That's
okay.
It.
There's an okay. It doesn't pop up. It looks like it pops up at random. Okay.
It's one of those weird graphic things.
Yeah, but it's animated and it's a lady at a computer typing in subtract. I'm something to track my age from something, and tell me how old I am, and it says 107. I'm like, I don't get it. All right, so maybe, well. Hey, so,
No comment. Google's really strange with that.
Yeah.
But there are times, they actually had a really cool one a few months ago, and it was shaped like a drum set. And when you clicked on it, you could play the individual pieces of the drum set, but then if you clicked right in the middle, it brought you to this whole different page. And you could create your own little drum loops and stuff like that. I thought it was kind of neat.
Hmm. It's Grace Hopper's birthday. I'm sorry, Rob. I do not know who that is. Oh, very old programmer. Okay. 107 will quantify as very, very old. All right, Jim.
Holy shit. Yep.
Jim, I have one of the funniest prank calls I have ever heard. Let me set the stage. Nephew Tommy of the Steve Harvey Show, he prank called this guy who just, his house just got robbed. So his sister.
That's terrible.
Set him up. He pretends to be one of the robbers who called him. And he said that the reason why he called is because while they was in his house, his pills dropped out of his jacket. And he wanted to swing by and grab the pills. Do you think this dude took it well?
Just play it.
Jim.
Just play it.
Jim.
Just play it.
Jim.
Just play it.
Jim. You count how many times this dude says nigga.
How long? Okay, all right, hold on. I'm gonna guess, but I need a control. How long is it?
The skit. It's about 7 minutes long.
So, my God. Fifty-four times.
Okay. So I need you to mark down attack. I didn't actually count it. Get a tally.
My guess is 54.
Okay. So Neftal, if you do me a favor.
Neftal, you're the official.
So tally it up every time you do say his nigga. Right, okay.
So, you've already heard it, so you have a better idea, Ben.
But, you might be right on the money.
But
be underestimating it, actually. Actually, I take that back. Okay.
Okay. Let's have it.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking to Clarence?
Yeah, this is he. Who is this?
Hey, Clarence, my name is Sherman, dog. Your house is the one that got broke into last week, right?
Yeah, man. Just waiting on the police to get back with me. Tell me if they found these people or not, man. So, now, hold on. What's your name again now?
Sherman.
How you hear about it?
I stay a couple streets over. Everybody in the neighborhood kind of heard that y'all had got broke in on.
Yeah, man. Everybody been kind of real good around here, man. It just don't make no sense, man. You go out here and work hard for stuff, and then, people just do you like this, man. It just... I'm just glad wasn't nobody hurt, man. My wife and my son, they alive, and that's, you know, that's the best thing, man. So,
yeah.
You know, try not to cuss, but some shit like this happened, you know.
You can already tell that
it's
going to
get
gonna,
so bad.
This is going to get really bad.
Ben, I'm cringing. I am already legitimately cringing.
I know. I'm cringing too, and I heard it 5 times.
Oh, this is
because of course he hasn't got into why he's calling. But
just
okay.
Please.
Okay. I understand, man. I do.
You stay a couple streets over, you say?
Yeah. Hey, let me say this to you, man. I want to say, first of all, I hate what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I do, man. And I'm glad your family and stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Well, hey, man, can I just say this here, man? And I don't really know how to say it, but I was with the two dudes that had broke in there. I was with them when they did that.
Okay, did you just say you was with the niggas that broke in my house? So, nigga, you broke in my house.
That's what I'm calling you, trying to tell you. I was trying to talk them out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what the fuck happened, nigga? Because they did the shit.
I couldn't talk them out of it. But, you know, I was in there, but I wasn't in there taking nothing, is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, who was in there taking it then?
Man, I can't do that. See, I ain't trying to get in the middle of that.
No, nigga, you can do that. You just called my goddamn phone. Oh, you can tell me who broke in here. You was one of the niggas. Who else wasn't with you?
That ain't even the reason why I called, man.
I don't give a damn what the reason you called me. Nigga, you called me. Motherfucker broke in my... Nigga, who was with you? Who was with you?
Man, I'm...
Nigga, matter of fact, what street you stay on?
Let me say this to you, man. This is the reason why I called. See, when we was in there, and then they started screaming and hollering at each other, then saying we got to hurry up and get out. You know, like I say, I was in there trying to talk them out of that.
Nigga, I don't give a shit if you tried to talk them into it. You broke into my... This motherfucker broke in my house. You, nigga, the goddamn audacity to call me.
Okay, but listen, man. Listen to me, man.
The fuck I'm listening to you for, nigga?
While I was in there, man, and you know, we was getting out of there in a hurry, I actually left. My pills fell out of my pocket. My bottle of pills, man. My medicine. And I don't got no more refills on it, man. And I need my medicine. That's why I'm calling you to see if you don't mind me coming back over there to get my pills.
Nigga, don't give a fuck about your medicine, nigga. This motherfucker, nigga, who gives a shit about? I tell you what, nigga. Dog, ask me about some goddamn medicine.
Dog, I was just caught up in a bad situation, man.
Nigga, I swear to God, if I see you over here, I swear to God, I'm going to beat your ass.
Dog,
I'm going to beat your ass. Nigga, you better be glad my motherfucking son wasn't in my goddamn house.
Man, listen, man, I'm not trying to get you have no problems with nobody. I just need my medicine, man.
Fuck your medicine, nigga. You got problems with me.
I don't have no more refills on that medicine. I need my medicine. I'll get sick.
Nigga, I tell you what, come get your motherfucking medicine. You know exactly where I stand. I'm going to have the goddamn front door open. You ain't got to break in this time. Come get your goddamn medicine. I swear to God, bitch, you're going to need more than just that goddamn medicine. I'm going to put some on your ass. I swear,
man,
to God.
Man, why are you taking it out on me, man, and I'm the one that was in there trying to talk them out of it?
Nigga, you was with the motherfuckers. That's the point. Bring them niggas, too. Tell them niggas to help you come get your goddamn medicine.
So all I want to do is get my medicine and be through with this. That's all I'm trying to say to you. I ain't trying to start no trouble with you.
Nigga, fuck nigga, start no goddamn trouble. Bitch, you broke into my goddamn house. You know what? I tell you what. Nigga, this motherfucker here. I tell you what. Come get the medicine. Come get the medicine right now. I'm at what street you stay on, nigga? I'll bring it to you.
Hey, man, I'm not finna go back and forth arguing with you, man. I'm finna come over there and get my medicine, and, man, you're gonna be through with each other.
Nigga, you ain't got to go back and forth, motherfucker. I tell you what. Come on over here. Get your goddamn medicine right now. This evening, you're gonna need some more motherfucking medicine. They're gonna come break in my goddamn house, nigga. Nigga, you broke into my shit. Nigga, I take care of my wife and my kids in this house.
I understand that. And I will not be back in your house after I get my medicine.
Nigga, who the fuck is you hollering at? Dog, I tell you what. You, no. You ain't gonna gonna be back in my house after you get this goddamn medicine. Nigga, you gonna have a permanent new residence, nigga. I swear to God, you gonna be living in a cemetery.
Listen, I got one more thing I need to say to you before I get over there. Is you listening to me?
Say that shit on your way over here.
I'm gonna say it. I'm on my way now. I got one more thing I need to say. Is you listening?
The bitch will say it then.
That's enough you tell me from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Bree.
Hello? Nigga, who the fuck is this?
Hey, man. Hey, Class, this nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister, Bree, got me to prank you, man.
Boy, you mother... Oh, you niggas play too goddamn much. I don't believe this. Nigga.
She told me, she said, man, they broke in my brother's house. He needs a spirit lifted. She said, come on, call him and get it.
You know what? You damn near had you a well-whooped ass. Oh, man, boy, y'all wrong for this here.
Oh, man. Hey, man, let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Listen, bro, hey, and if the niggas that broke in my house is listening, nigga, you can come back over here. If you left your medicine, come on, come back and get it. I'm at home right now.
If they listening, they can come on back over there now?
Yeah, right now. Bring your ass. Boy, y'all wrong for that. Ooh, nephew Tommy.
You can tell. And so, it's like, nigga, I don't care if you was trying to talk him into it. You bring your goddamn ass over here. Bring your ass over here. I got your motherfucking medicine. You don't have to worry about walking back. Your ass gonna be living in the cemetery. Bring your ass back over here.
You know who gets their ass kicked there? The sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's dead.
Oh, yeah. She dead woman walking. She dead whore walking. I'm like, God. It's like,
she's
I love
dead.
The part.
No, yo, because if after I got robbed, my sister set me up for that, oh, she's done. Like, I'm trying to put myself in that position, and I'm so mad because I've been robbed before.
Man,
The
part that gets me is like, listen, man, I'm just trying to get my medicine. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about your damn medicine.
I know. I mean, but you know what's funny? You know there are people out there that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That would do that. They would return to the scene of the crime. Oh, I dropped my lucky lighter. Can I have it back?
Boom! 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 You know. Here's your lighter, motherfucker.
Yeah, and I'll burn your ass to the ground now.
That was wrong.
That was wrong. But it's that's got nothing on Howard.
No, but still though. Oh man.
That was really good though. I liked it.
Yeah, that was
definitely
worth. There's another one. I'm not gonna play it, but there's a one where he prank called. Said that he left his comb and brush in the Uncle Tasket.
Ugh.
Then, wait. There is another one. This dude prank calls a guy that owns a barber shop. And the guy has an opening for a barber. He has a seat that he's selling. So, nephew Tommy says, I'm interested in the spot, you know, and the guy goes, cool. He's like, yeah, but he asked him, like, hey, man, do you have, like, some bars or anything that goes to the door, you know? He's like, why you need bars leading you to the door? He's like, because I'm blind. The owner goes, wait a minute. You a barber, your ass is blind? He goes, yeah, but I cut good hair. He like, motherfucker, you not cutting no damn barber. No,
you know, he could do a buzz cut. I mean, you could do a buzz cut. You could do a full shave. You could do all that. But you know what? I'd be scared because, you know, he would feel around. He'd probably cut your eyebrows off. Like, if you have bushy eyebrows, he'd be like, oh, we don't need those.
Oh, my God. That was, oh, man. So he said it about 36, 37 times. Okay, so you overshot a little bit.
Hey, man, I was giving him more credit than I
yeah,
should've.
Because...
I apologize.
That sounds, to me, it reminds me of Skeletor, just the way he used Nick. Just with a deeper voice. This is what Skeletor with a deeper voice and being pissed the fuck off. That was exactly how Skeletor G was.
She was shitting in the can, nigga, right in front of me. She got the pile of shit.
And she knocked the bucket over.
And she knocked that pile of shit over, nigga.
I had to sleep right next to it, nigga. I'm like...
But that's what he sounded like. There has never been a time when I had to mute my microphone more than that episode.
Do you
because he is shedding his soul on the darkest shit I've ever heard.
Remember,
like, that is,
when he was talking about his friend, he's like, you know what the nigga did? He killed a rhinoceros with a mercury sword.
And then that shit at the Olive Garden. Oh, my word.
My heart. Oh, my heart. My chest hurt. My chest hurt. Oh,
man. I miss Skeletor G.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Skeletor G is our Beetlejuice. He's our Beetlejuice.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
He's just the shit.
I can't even think.
Where do you even go from here?
Man.
Like we've just driven the car straight off the cliff, and then after we drove it off the cliff, we decided to light it on fire and run.
Hold on. Who's the other comedian I listen to? I listen to Roy Wood Jr. I listen to, Ricky Smiley. All right. So everyone knows who Ricky Smiley is. Hopefully they do. You know, he has this voice. I'm a play a little bit of it, but it's not. I just want you to hear his voice. All right. This voice. He does this grandma voice. Let me see if this is it.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
The fume we had last Saturday? We had some lady fume last Saturday.
Week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's the name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so.
Look like the funeral director about to kill her himself.
Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had it, that?
We cremated him.
And ain't nobody even caught.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated him.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes,
and I had went out of town to visit my boy.
Yeah.
And came back and I noticed that he wasn't out there in the yard.
Yeah,
and y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm an evil. I would laugh.
No.
I would laugh.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. So here's the deal. He prank calls one of the old ladies that go to his church, his real church, that inspired that voice. So it'll sound like he's prank calling himself. But it's not. All right. This is going to be great. This is great.
Hello?
Yeah, may I speak to Miss Janie?
This is she.
Hey, sugar.
Hey.
How you feel?
All right.
I ain't doing too good. You know my knees hurt.
Oh, is it?
This Miss Jackson over here at Mount Moriah. I had met you about 2 years ago. I did.
Yeah.
Been meaning to call you.
Sure no.
Now, let me ask you something. Is y'all done moved in y'all new church yet? Well, what they waiting on?
Well, they are not through with it.
Well, where did this, somebody didn't start? You know I'm your friend. I ain't gonna let nobody.
Hey, wait a minute, yeah?
Okay. Let it shine.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I've come down, you sit down there on that back side, on that end, don't it?
Who is that?
Over here, you know me over here at Mount Moriah. Janie?
Huh?
Yeah, and don't you know, you belongs to Red Miller's church.
Uh-huh.
That got the right one.
Don't you hear that?
You're tapping out who you are.
I'm Miss Jackson.
Miss Jackson.
Over here at Mount Moriah. You probably don't remember me. Didn't y'all remember y'all came over with one-hour programs when your pastor?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And I had met you and got your number then.
Uh-huh.
And, you had shouted one time and stepped on my shoes.
Did?
And, put a hole in it, and I was trying to see. Because I went to put them on Sunday. And, they just don't look right. I was going to see if you want to give me something on them.
Oh, God.
Want me a new pair.
The brother, I've been with the flu for over 8 weeks.
Damn.
Well, wasn't you at church Sunday?
Yeah, I went to church Sunday, but I'm not half working. I still got this cold.
Oh, Lord, I don't know when I'm going to wear Sunday, because I got a nice dress, and they go with them shoes. And they got a hole in the top of them.
Well, I can't even remember that.
Well, they say when you be in the spirit, you don't remember nothing anyway.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Well, when is a good time to come to y'all church? Well, let me ask you something. Don't that comedian go to y'all's church?
Uh-huh.
Do he sit by you?
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh. Well, what? Is he nice?
Yeah, he nice.
They say that boy crazy.
He ain't crazy. He got good sense. But he just good at what he does.
Oh, will?
Mm-hmm.
He ever make folks laugh at church?
Yeah, because he made me laugh.
Well, what happened?
He just... Now, wait a minute. That don't sound like no... I ain't putting no hole in your shoe.
Watch this.
You sound just like him.
Hello?
Wait a minute.
Don't
do this to me.
Miss Jane.
She knows.
Miss Jane.
Oh, no. Pardon.
Miss Jane.
What?
know.
You done made me piss all over myself. Ricky, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. He done made me, he got me so goddamn hot. I'm sweating like a man. Oh, Jesus. You ought to be ashamed of yourself doing me like this on this phone.
Miss Jane.
Whatever the address comes on.
Miss Jane.
Y'all be shaming
y'all.
Miss Jane.
Oh, okay, that's about the end of it. Oh my gosh, man. I cried so hard when I first heard that. When she goes, I like, okay. That. First of all, I thought he killed her. I thought she was just going to go into cardiac arrest right then and there. Oh, Jim, take yourself off mute.
I was never on mute. I don't know. It's funny. That one was really funny too, but I felt way guiltier and worse listening to that one because it's just like such an old lady. Like, I don't know. Like, fucking with the other dude, I can laugh way harder at.
Right.
Because like I don't get the feeling mid call that, you know, this guy might have a stroke. Or this guy might have a heart attack. Or he might just, like, fall down dead. Like, this lady was being pushed so far, I was just like, I'm like, oh, please don't die. I'm like, just please. Like, I don't want to hear you die on the radio, man. It was too much. It was too much.
When she hit that high-pitched laugh.
Dude, that was a cackle. That was no
oh,
laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a cackle. That was an evil cackle.
Now you see where he got that character from.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, uh-huh. You know, I can't. I wish I could do the old lady. I can only do the old man. Hello. Uh-huh. You know, like when telemarketers call me. I do the old man. And
like, our information says you are in your 30s. And you're like, what? I'm 84.
I'm 84. And you know, predominantly when I be like, I'm like, I'm 84. Hey, dude, listen. Can you help me with something? I will buy those magazines. But, you know, ever since the wife died, I've been lonely. And, you know, when you're lonely, you can't really be too picky about who you get with, you know. And, you know, your voice sounds really good. I was wondering, can you send me a picture of you? Can you email me a picture? You know, now, it's okay if you got clothes on, but it's better if you don't. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that was...
That was bad. That was OD.
That one... Because first, I didn't know how sharp she was, so I wasn't going to be sure when he first talked about the comedian, when he was referring to himself. I was wondering, when she said, wait a minute, I'm like, oh, no. She fucking knows.
I tell you, though, you do have a good old man voice.
I know. Because when they like, hey, can I speak to Ben? Oh, that's my grandfather. Let me go grab him for you.
Hello.
You know. And so, one time I like, Junior, hey, go ahead and fetch Grandpa's underwear for me, would you? And okay, what was you saying? Oh, okay. Junior, okay, put him on for me, all right? Hey, yeah. Hey, I like the way you rub that shit right there. Oh, man.
We gotta utilize your old man voice.
No, I talked to Nothing Excess. We gonna do the gay crush thing. Do you guys remember when I prank called and people that said you had a gay crush?
Test.
Oh, that was great.
That was OD. That was OD.
That was great. Oh, man. Oh, that was great, man. Oh, man. I should. You know what I should do? If it wasn't so late, I would prank call my aunt again, and I would tell her that, you know, that she stole my Social Security check.
No.
That would be, you know what? I think that would be a great one.
Ben, please.
You already laughing.
I'm just laughing, man. I mean, that's a terrible thing to do. I like it, and I encourage you to do it.
I'm gonna get cursed out.
You're gonna get bopped one of these days.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, you know, I'm already in for it because she won't talk to me. Like, mom, I had to tell my mom that I prank called her because she hung up the phone and wouldn't answer the phone no more.
Perfect.
So I'm already in for it. I'm probably gonna get elbowed in the head as soon as she sees me. But that's not gonna stop me from prank calling her again.
Oh, man. You know, Ben, I was just thinking about this. The last two shows we've had have been double throwbacks.
Oh, yeah. You know, having Rave Neil on
and Dwayne.
Yeah, having Dwayne on, you know.
And now we're all prank calls again. And we're back to the conspiracies of the later days of, well, not Alphaism. It turned into Bunkai's Corner.
Yeah.
After that. But the early days of that, late days of Alphaism.
After Hours, that's what we called it.
Yeah.
Alphaism,
yeah.
Alpha, After Hours.
Yeah. Have you heard from Larry at all lately?
No, man, I haven't seen him at all, man.
I haven't seen him online in like 2 months. I mean, I don't go into that channel. I refuse.
Coincidentally, we haven't seen him since the second week of the NFL started.
I mean, it'd be a good time to start hiding if you're a fan.
Because
of
the Falcons are, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna shit talk the Falcons. I mean, rough year. But as long as the Cardinals win the Super Bowl, we're all good.
You mean the World Series?
Nah. Cardinals are winning the Owl. The Owl? They're going to win. You know what's funny? Like, the way that Mr. Met relentlessly trolls Pablo, I think, honestly, if the Cardinals ever did win the Super Bowl, he would be more upset than happy.
Why would you say that?
Look how mad he gets whenever anyone brings up the Cardinals doing good or Mr. Met. He's a fucking troll. Like, we know Mr. Met is a troll, but he trolls him so much, and like Meftal says some mean shit every time. Like, he gets pretty mad. So like, if they actually win, and Mr. Met is just like still mocking him and the Cardinals, I don't even see him being able to enjoy it. I really don't.
So you say, in a sense, you're saying that it's almost better if he don't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for Neftal, yeah. Because he doesn't expect to win, you know? But, like, if they won, and Mr. Mack can look back and be like, look, I've been saying for the last, like, 6 years the Cards are going to win the Super Bowl. And I was right. You know?
What do you mean you're doing what I should have done?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
My team already won the Super Bowl.
See, that's the problem with interacting with people on IRC. Like, not Neptal in particular, but, like, in general, when we're live on the radio,
it's like that delay. You know what? Hey, Neptal, if you got something to say, come on the show. I don't want to hear no excuses. I ain't got time. You know what? I'm gonna do this for you.
Bye.
I like you as a friend.
Oh, damn. Here we go again.
I am giving you... Oh, he said good game. You know what?
That's fucking.
I'm gonna give you 30
game.
Seconds to get on this fucking show. If you are not on this show in 30 seconds, something bad is gonna happen to you. It's 29, 28, 29, 20, 21, 22, 21, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 17, 16, 14, 13, 11, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Knock the fuck out. Knock the fuck out. And that was a good game, too. Bye.
And you got the nerve to say it was a good game. You know what?
I hate when, I mean, if it was like a 3-point game.
Yeah, exactly. Like the first game we played, then that would be something. But he's obviously trying to troll me. So fuck him. So that's fine. You know. You know.
That's fine. You know what, though? He's still listening.
Yeah.
You know? He's a glutton for punishment. But you don't say good game when your team kills the other team. Oh, Ben! Last night, late night, there's no way you could have been awake, but I posted an article about that game. And Docket, it was one of those animated GIFs, and it showed Docket straight up stepping on one of the Rams' hands deliberately while the guy was down. Okay, everyone in the channel, Chindog even, was just like, look, that's a scumbag move, like, you're a real piece of shit to do that. Neftal has the audacity to say, wait a second. You don't know what happened the whole game. He could have deserved that.
Oh, hell.
Are you fucking kidding me, Pablo?
Hell no.
Are you kidding me?
Have you seen
the GIF itself, Ben?
No, I haven't seen the GIF.
Okay, all right. You tell me that this isn't the most deliberate douchebag move, and how can you justify this? Because he could have broken his hand straight up. All right.
You know, Neptal, I'm just letting you know, depending on how bad this gift is, you might be banned for a long time since you defended
it. No, literally. You can ask Chindog, you can ask Mr. Matt. This guy was going on defending this for like 20 minutes, saying it's not that bad, it wasn't that bad of a move, and you can't judge it because you didn't know what happened the entire game.
Oh! You motherfucker.
That is a fucking scumbag play. That is a scumbag play. Was I wrong to react the way I did? I thought it was ridiculous. I think you should be banned a few games.
Now Neptal is trying to say,
oh yeah,
I was not defending that.
Oh, okay. So what I said verbatim was, Neftal says, you can't judge it. You don't know what had been happened all game. You don't know what he had done to him. And you don't know that he didn't deserve it. Okay.
Wow.
Somebody in here has logs of it. I'm sure. Neftal, I'm sure they can
let me put it this way. You know what? All I want to know is a yes or no. What Jim just said, is it true that he just said, is that what you said verbatim? Yes or no?
Because that is, he can lie all he wants, but there's logs.
I just want to know.
He's
twisting my words. That's not what I asked you, motherfucker. Asked you.
Verbatim. You don't verbatim. Know what happened in the game up until that point. He could have deserved it. Okay.
Did you not say that?
He didn't say he defended him what he did, but he did try to justify it, saying, you don't know what happened earlier in the game, and he could have deserved it. That's exactly what he said. Like, if I ask anybody that's in here all the time, like, Mr. Mech could easily get that log.
Neptal.
Sure, Chindog.
Neptal. Hey, Jim, the question that I just asked, can you ask him in Spanish for me? Because apparently I'm not getting through.
You're not going to get through to him. You could put it in fucking Braille. He's not going to get it.
I'm asking you. Could you just ask him in Spanish for me?
I'm really mad because I'm serious right now. Like last night, we argued about this for like 20 minutes, and he was the only one just because it was a Cardinal that did it. Just because if that was Pittsburgh Steelers, versus 49ers, and that you show that same exact gif, he's all over him. He's all over him. There's no way he defends him. Like, I understand, you know, Homer.
I'm closing the private message window. If you want to say something about it, come on the show. Otherwise, you're guilty. Goodbye.
All right, Ben, moving on. This was the other clip from one of yesterday's games. Watch it and give me your thoughts. The game is between the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Steelers haven't had back-to-back non-playoff seasons since 99 and 2000. Roethlisberger loses the ball. Dolphins jumping over. Wake knocked it free. And they'll have to peel off the pile. Look like Miami.
Oh, my God! Oh, God! He just fisted him. Oh, my God.
Okay. If that happens to you in a game, and a guy just shoves his fist literally up your ass, how do you not get ejected for beating the living shit out of him?
Steelers haven't had wait. I have to watch this. Season
since 99 and 2000.
Okay.
Roethlisberger loses the ball. Dolphins jumping over. Wake knocked it free. And they'll have to peel off the pile.
Oh, my God!
Came away with it, though, on first glance.
Wow! It's a dirty sport. It's a dirty sport.
And they say soccer players are gay. Ben?
I don't know what to say.
Ben?
What?
It's bad.
Oh.
Ben, that is bad. Involuntarily having a dude shove his hand up your ass in the freezing cold.
He stuffed his hand up that dude's ass like he was
Ben,
a fucking
that wasn't like one of those like things he was trying to punch the ball out. Like he was fucked. He already lost the play, and he just shoved his hand up his ass.
He's like he was a ventriloquist.
Oh yeah, he was. He committed.
You know what? You know, if you had to be the commentator in that game,
I would have sworn on the air and gotten fired. I would have been like, "Holy shit!" He just shoved his hand up his ass, and they would have been like, "All right, Jim, we're gonna mute your mic, and security's gonna take you to your car, and don't ever come back." That's what would happen. But yeah, those were my sports highlights of the weekend. Those two. So, I wouldn't really call them highlights, but they were notable clips that I thought you should see.
So, we got TJ McDonald grabbing on dicks. We got Cody Dock Wallace it. Just sticking hands up people's asses. And
you don't know what happened to that point. He could have deserved it. You don't know. You can't judge him. I'm not going to sit here and judge him. He could have deserved it. He could have said something really mean.
My God.
I really wish I was trolling and making this up, but I'm not. I really wish I was. I wish this was like a bit. But it just made me so mad to read him say that last night. It really did. I wish Chin Dog was around right now. Because Chin Dog was active in it, because one of the other things that got brought up was Ndamukong Suh and how he's a dirty player and all that, you know.
But Ndamukong Suh never...
Oh, no, he did. He stomped on that guy's arm.
Well, yeah, but he never violated a man's butthole.
No, he never shoved his hand up a guy's ass, but he... I don't know, all right. What would... I think if you ask 9 out of 10 people, or if you ask 10 people on the street, what do you think your majority is going to say? You give them two options. Okay. You can either have, because in both cases it was a lineman that did this. You can either have a huge lineman potentially end your career and your livelihood and your ability to make money by intentionally trying to break, you know, a hand beyond repair or an arm beyond repair. Or you can have that same huge lineman try and shove his hand up your ass. You got to pick one. Which one do you think more people are going to sign up for?
I value my ass holding more than my hand.
So you would take a career-ending injury, potentially.
Yep. Because you know why? I can still fap with the other hand. That's like, but no, man. What about you?
I take the... That's too hard to say because...
No, Jim, Ben, I'm
thinking about it as an aspect of... I play guitar for a living.
Jim.
If I lost my hand and I couldn't play guitar anymore...
Jim. Why don't you say what the first sentence you was going to say?
What do you mean?
You says, I would rather, and then you try to, then you start to backtrack and go ahead and say it.
No, I really would. If I had a clear answer to that,
go ahead and say it then. Go ahead and say it then.
I don't have a clear answer to it.
No.
You know what? I do, if I put myself in the position of a professional football player that's a lineman, odds are I am fucking brain dead, and there's no way I even know how to string a guitar. So the fact that I would be losing that ability probably wouldn't bother me that much. So I would take the hand injury.
You lie.
No, I'm dead serious.
You liar. You was about to say, you know what, I'll go ahead and take the hand up the ass. That's what you was going to say first.
No.
What if you only stuck two fingers?
That's not. Anything is too much. It's a terrible thing. But it's just terrible. I think if you ask 10 people on the street, I think you would be surprised how close it would be.
Isn't they're always talking about how you have to take it up the ass before you can make it anywhere? And then,
well, no. It's not just that. It's either you take it up the ass or you dress up as a woman in a dress.
And still take it up the ass.
Well, that's just a double whammy.
Yeah, a double penetration.
Wow.
No, it's. Bum, bum, bum. Whoa. I can't do it. Whoa. No, that doesn't work.
That's a hard noise to reenact.
Yeah, that's really hard.
I don't think I could do it. Ugh. Ugh, just the thought. Just terrible. Take a lap. But, you know, maybe Ben, he might have deserved it. He could have called him an asshole.
I mean, my message indicator keeps on popping up Neftal, and I'm just like ignoring him. I'm like, Neftal, if you got something to say to me, you have to come on the show to say it. I will not read any more of your lies. If you got something to come on, say it. If you ain't gonna say it, bye, Moose. Am's gray. Get out. You know.
I think he knows if he tries to go against it that eventually somebody in here that was here last night will have the logs. I'll tell you I don't like Apple products for many reasons. One of the minor reasons I don't like them is the client I run is Kaloki, and even right now, okay, right now it's
950. Did you just say you don't like Apple?
I hate Apple.
Why do you use the MacBooks?
I do. I have to for work because the programs I have to run are only compatible with Mac.
Oh, okay.
But it's not by choice. Okay. But anyway, so right now the last line I have is from 9:45. It's the last Deadspin link. When I scroll up to the very top of the window, it only goes back to 6:45 today with Neftal talking to TGS. Like, my logging is so shit. Like, I can't log anything more than, like, I think it's 100 lines. After 100 lines, it automatically clears.
That's stupid.
Well, I mean, it's made for Mac, so.
Gosh dang it.
Pretty stupid. He could have deserved it, though. Just like that old lady deserved that prank phone call. Just like that guy who got robbed deserved that prank phone call. They could have deserved it, Ben. You don't know.
Dude. Bitch, I don't give no fuck about your damn goddamn medication. I'm like, oh, man. Oh. Oh, man. You ready for one more?
Hit it.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. So he prank called. This is one of the rare occasions that he prank called a white dude.
Oh, God.
So he prank called the white dude. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to tell you what the synopsis is. You just tell me.
Yeah, it's more fun if I can kind of try and figure it out myself.
Yeah. Of course, an ad will pop up.
Everybody needs
to get
it. You're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
Jack is rich. The white man that signs his check is wealthy.
White people hope things don't go wrong. Black people don't hope. We wish. We wish a motherfucker would be in our shoes.
I prank everybody. I prank Latinos, Caucasians, Asians, black people. Tommy don't discriminate. I go get them all. So right here, I call a white guy and I let him know. Your wife is having my black baby.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for a William Kniffer.
This is Mr. Kniffer.
How you doing? Listen, my name is Glenn O. Simmons. I was, I don't know how to, oh, man. My wife and I evidently go to the same fertility specialist that you and your wife go to, Dr. Gnastag. Are you familiar with Dr. Gnastag?
I'm familiar with Dr. Gnastag, but that's supposed to be confidential.
Yeah, I'm aware of that as well, sir. My wife is out on business right now. She's gone for, won't be back until Tuesday, but I got a call today, a very disturbing phone call, and wanted to, you know, I looked your number up. They did tell me what was going on, and kind of wanted to let
you... Somebody told you my number? You got my number from somebody?
No, I looked up your number. Here it is, Symphony in the nutshell. My wife and I, evidently, you and your wife have been going through the same type of problems of trying to get pregnant and so forth and so on. And from my understanding, your wife is, what, 4 or 5 months pregnant? I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Yeah, my wife is exactly 5 months pregnant, but I'm still confused on how you're getting in touch with me and what this has to do with me.
Well...
I mean, all that stuff that we've gone through is totally confidential, and I'm kind of offended that you're calling me.
I understand that. Well, what's happening is I got a phone call from the doctor's office today. You know, oddly, to get a call on a Sunday, you know, it kind of raises a red flag. But I got a call, and it seems like there's been a huge mistake by the doctor's office. Evidently, your wife has been artificially inseminated with my seed. And I was...
What?
I mean, I'm just as disturbed as you are. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, me and my wife are... You know, my wife is 2 months pregnant. And finally...
How could they do something like that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I mean...
Sir, I have no idea. All I know is that... You know, I hate to use the expression, but I'm your wife's baby's daddy. And...
No. Okay, wait a minute. That doesn't happen. No way.
Sir, I'm trying to make sure I bring the news to you and see if there's anything that we can do to. I mean, after being 5 months pregnant, it's kind of hard to rectify the problem. So
okay, I don't want this to sound rude, and I don't want this to sound wrong. You said baby daddy. Are you black?
Yeah.
Fucking black, and my wife is gonna have a fucking black baby.
Well, yeah, your wife is going to have a black baby, but what I want you to know is I'm not paying no damn child support. That's what I'm not.
You're fucking worried about child support? And my wife is fucking having some other black dude's kid? Are you fucking crazy?
No, I'm not.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind. I'm just saying, I didn't lay down and conceive a child with your wife, so I'm making sure I'm not going to be paying no damn child support.
Man, I'm not even worried about the fucking child support. I'll pay the fucking child support. I'm worried about some doctor making a fucking huge mistake and oh my God.
Your wife is having...
My wife is going to have a black baby. I can't believe... This is unbelievable. Fucking believable. And I can't believe you'd even fucking call my fucking house.
What?
And give me this fucking news. The doctor should give me this fucking news.
Well, don't you want it? It doesn't matter who gives you the news as long as you get the news. Now, what I want you to do is this. Please don't be giving the baby no white names and stuff.
Make sure... white fucking name. I can't believe... You're so... This is incredible. This is fucking incredible. Oh my gosh! Oh. Calling me on fucking Sunday, giving me the I'm ready to go fucking beat somebody's ass right now. This is fucking crazy. This is crazy.
Okay, this is no reason to be violent, sir. You see what I'm saying? This already
no reason to be violent. You're worried about me about paying child support and talking about your seed and your baby's daddy and all this shit. Oh, man, this is bringing the best out of me, I can promise you. Unfucking believable, man.
Let me ask you something, sir. Do you think you may need anger management? I mean, you're not
going to...
you're not going to beat my child, are you?
Oh, man. You know how to push man's buttons. I can promise you, man. That's fucking crazy. No, I ain't going to fucking beat nobody's baby. You're fucking crazy. You're
I don't want
crazy,
you.
Dude.
I don't want you being violent to me and your wife's baby.
Wow.
Spin this thing around, huh? Man, where the fuck do you live, man? Who the fuck is this?
Okay.
Who the fuck is this? Because this is fucking crazy.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you. Do you think you might want to be the godfather to the child?
to my own kid? No. Well, I guess it wouldn't be my kid.
It's not your kid.
Seed.
It's me and your wife's child.
God damn you. Don't you fucking say that, you fucking crazy bastard. Don't you fucking say that. Don't you fucking say that. That drives me fucking nuts even thinking about something like that.
It's
don't
me.
Don't you talk about something like that.
But it's me and your wife's child.
No, it ain't you and my wife. It was a fucking mistake. So don't you even fucking talk like that, you fucking crazy bastard. I'll fucking tear a hole in your head. Don't you talk like that.
Okay. You're going to tear a hole in whose head?
In your head, you crazy bastard.
See, this
follow me up.
This is the same. This is the kind of thing I don't want my child around. This type of talk. This type of violence. See, you white folks get mad and want to kill everybody in the room. Won't you kill who you mad at? Why do y'all do that?
God damn you. God damn you. Who the fuck is this, man?
Can I say one more thing to you? Can I do that?
I don't know if I can take any more news from you, man. I'm fucking ready to just jump to the phone.
I got one more thing to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife's...
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm gonna beat her ass, man.
Don't beat her ass. She's pregnant.
I'm not gonna beat her ass, man. Oh, it took us so long trying to get pregnant. She's gonna play a game like this. That's wrong. You freaking got me, man. Yeah, we listen to Steve Harvey Radio Show all the time, man. That's awesome. You guys are great. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, man. That was
you know what,
great.
Though? I gotta say, I was surprised by that guy.
Hmm.
Not in that his reaction was what it was, but I am amazed he didn't drop any M-bombs.
I think he stopped himself.
Because once he found out he was black, he went on that like 20-second tirade of black baby this, black baby that. And then I figured, okay,
it's not
the
be
next
long
time
before.
He says something like outlandish to him that he can't handle, it's just going to start flying.
I thought he says, you... crazy bastard. I thought he was going to say, you fucking nigger.
Well, dude, I was cringing. I was just like, I'm like, oh, it's coming. And it never came, though. So it's weird because you could tell that guy had a real problem thinking that his wife was going to have a black baby. But he never took it to that next level. You know what? In a way, it's just like, it's kind of like, hey, man, decent job.
Like, are you fucking black?
Like, you are fucking kidding me. My wife is having a black goddamn baby. I was waiting for it. I thought it was going to drop at least 10 times. I thought he was going to turn right into the Klansman. We got to do that to Chin Dog.
Oh.
When he gets Robin pregnant.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. Because, you know, I'll be like, hey, yo, this is John. Yeah, John. Yeah, this is Mikhail here, man. You know, I stay here in Saginaw, Michigan, man. And call
you know, I'm a scientist with your wife.
You know, you know, me and my girl, we've been trying to have a kid, and, you know, we went to go see that fertility clinic and everything, and I think your girlfriend goes there, man. I think your girlfriend... she might got inseminated by the wrong seed, you know, not yours, but she got inseminated by my seed. So, like, he might have a little, you know, a little mixed child there. I can't wait to hear what he says.
If you could actually convince him that there was a real possibility that that was the case, I don't know how he'd react.
I would need to talk to his girlfriend. If I talk to his girlfriend, I know I could pull it off.
Robin is a really, really nice girl.
Yeah, if I could talk to, if I could talk to her and be like, hey, listen, we just want to prank call them and make them think that, you know, that, you know, she's having a black man's baby. I will pay good money. I'll pay good money.
Do you know how many fighting game people would love to hear that, considering, like, the whole joke is that Chindog is so racist?
Yeah, I know. I know that would be great. I wish there was a way to reach her, because I definitely would be on there.
Well, she's got to get pregnant first. And also, Ben's going to obviously hear this. Or John's obviously going to hear this. So
I don't know. You see, he may not.
He is not the loyal listener he once was.
No. No.
Or the loyal contributor to the show.
Yep. Oh, by the way, so oh, is it? Hold on for a second here. I'm sorry. Oh, there is one more. I'm going to close out the show with this. This is back to Ricky Smiley.
Right.
Okay. This is her. This is him with the old woman's voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite grandmama is looking out good this morning. Give it up for Miss Bernice Jenkins, y'all.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Rocky.
How you doing, ma'am?
Lord, you know I went to bed last night with my mind on Jesus.
Yes, ma'am.
But I messed around and dreamed about my good friend Corey, and I hate to keep bothering you because I know every time you use your powers to call heaven, it make you feel weak and sleepy like the man on Green Mile.
But it's worth it for you, Miss Jenkins.
Yeah, remember the party you was eating that cornbread? What did you say? Got some of that cornbread?
Wait, hold on. That's actually the wrong one. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me see if I can.
That was starting off pretty slow.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, is this the Evans resident?
Yeah, this is
it. Yes, it is. How may I help you?
This is Bernice down here at the Montel Jordan OBGYN Clinic for Women.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling to say congratulations on your ultrasound on yesterday, and it is a boy. You said you wanted to know, didn't it?
Oh, I think you have the wrong number.
No. Is this the cell number that he put on here? Is Mike Evans your husband?
Yes, he is my husband.
Yeah.
But you said you're calling from where, I'm sorry?
Montel Jordan OBGYN Clinic for Women's.
Oh, you haven't misunderstood. I'm not pregnant.
Well, he came in there with you yesterday.
I didn't come into a clinic yesterday.
Hold on. Let me... Your husband, Mike Epps, I'm sorry, Mike Epps, Mike Evans, that works over at United Parcel Service.
Yeah, that's my husband.
Yeah, y'all came in on yesterday.
No, he and I didn't come in the clinic yesterday.
And this is cell phone?
Yeah, he left his cell phone here today, and, you know, I picked it up, but he was at the clinic yesterday?
Yeah, down here at the OBGYN for Women's Clinic.
Who was he there with?
You. I reckon. Hell, this is the number that he left. I was just calling to get y'all the results.
Okay, so I'm his wife, and he was there with somebody else, I presume.
Did you piss in a cup?
I'm telling you that I'm not pregnant. That's not me. I can't get pregnant. I wasn't peeing on no stick, and my husband was there.
Is you light-skinned?
No, I'm not. Who the hell was he with? Wait a minute. He was there with some light-skinned chick?
You might need to give him a call because he didn't raw dog somebody.
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
He raw dog somebody because she's pregnant down here. And they left with a cell phone number on there. And they got house and cell number.
You know what? Don't even... You have his work phone number. Don't even call him at work because I'm about to blast his ass right now. Are you serious? This is some bullshit.
I'm not trying to be missed. I don't keep up with it because I'm saved.
I cannot believe. What's your name?
I'm Bernice down here at the Montel Jordan OBGYN for Women's.
Montel Jordan? Oh, my God.
Yeah, do y'all use protection?
No.
Well, it's a couple of y'all. What's your name? Baby, let me just keep it real with you. He ain't shit. Let me just gonna keep it real with you. Then I had to wait to hold on with my boss, anybody. Hold on. And I'm just going to tell you here, I don't do this here, okay? I'm just working down here part-time. I get so secured, I ain't got to work nowhere. But I'm going to tell you, he ain't and you need to move on and find somebody. He done got some other whore, skeezer down here pregnant and stuff, and then you got to take care of the baby. You need to leave his ass.
Oh, this is done. This is last straw. I cannot believe this.
I'm just going to keep it 100 with you, like my grandbaby say. Just leave him. Leave him. Leave him.
I am going
to. You need me to pray for you. Bow your head. Let me pray for you. Lord, help this woman. Her husband ain't no good. Send her the right one, Lord. His husband and went round here and fornicated with another woman and took her down that Montel Jordan, no BGYN. Women,
no, you know what? Man,
don't cuss during prayer. Hold on.
No, you stop. This is a he's on the prayer.
Uh-oh.
Help this lady.
Help this lady on this phone, because he told us
the
down here he got five kids and stuff, and this going to be a 6-1. He told us everything. You only said, Lord, that everything that's in the dark going to come to the light.
Wait.
You said it on
stop.
This new year. This new year. This new year, you revealed the truth in 2010 that that ain't about nothing. Meet us in a dire now with these men. That's your name, Jesus. Pay for everything. Amen. Hello?
Did you just say his 6-1?
Yeah, he said he had 3 children. You talk to the Lord about that. Okay.
Wait a minute. I need to get some more information.
Don't get mad. This is Ricky Smiley.
Oh, my God. You got to get my husband got up in here. What the hell? Oh, my God. This is too serious. I cannot believe this.
All right, baby. Next time you see your husband, give him a hug. This is fake. He ain't got nobody pregnant. This is Ricky Smiley, all right?
All right, y'all.
Oh, man.
She didn't even react that bad either. Like, that's a really funny bit. That's a good bit.
Yo, but I'm just glad because I think he cut it short because black women, you know, sometimes they don't explode. Sometimes they just plan. They start turning the wheels in their head. And they're like, okay, how am I going to shoot this motherfucker? I'm going to shoot him when he comes in the house.
You should meet a Latina.
Oh, man.
She would have hung up the phone immediately and fucked up everything.
It'd be like waiting exhale, just setting everything
on fire. It would have
been
World War III. It would have been over. And then even if you told her it was a prank after, she'd never believe you.
Did you watch that 34-part series of R. Kelly?
No.
About the woman hiding in the closet? Oh, my gosh, man. That was funny. I told you about that, right?
You did. I just never watched the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like. Yeah.
Well, if anybody that's like watching has never heard of it, you should probably explain.
Oh, okay. So in a nutshell, I have to give it to freaking R. Kelly. He has come up with something rather original. He took a music video and crossed over to what a soap opera would be. And he's narrating it all, but singing the narration. So you start out in the closet. You start in the closet. He's hiding in the closet. And, no, that's not right. He started out with him getting hot and heavy with this girl and everything. And and the girl hears a car drive up, and then she confesses to him, no, whoever character that R. Kelly is playing, that she's married. And she told him to hide in the closet. So he hides in the closet and everything and da-da-da-da-da. Eventually, he gets wind that there's something wrong and everything. And so R. Kelly busts out with a gun. Busts out in the gun. And, and then, of course, he finds out, oh, you've been cheating on me. What the fuck is up with you? Da-da-da, how dare you? Da-da-da-da. But since we all coming clean, I've been cheating on you too. So he makes a call, this phone call, and then a dude comes to the door. Like, that's right. I've been fucking him up the ass. And of course, she gets mad, like, well, how dare you? You fuck another man. And so he's narrating all of this. So then, the dude, of course, R. Kelly got the gun and everything, whatever. He finally, he's like, you know what, I'm out of here. So he drives down. He's driving like a maniac. Gets stopped by the police. This policeman gives him a ticket, and they get into a little bit. He comes home. talked to his wife and was about to, confide in his wife. They'd been cheating on her with this lady, but the lady been cheating, but the lady's husband cheating with another nigga. And then, you know, she was like, oh my gosh, how can you do this? She was really hurting. Then meanwhile, while they were talking to bed, you know, they made up, you know, like that really happens. But they made up and everything. He's like, you know, everything's going to be fine. Then he finds a used condom in the bed. And she's like, oh. And he's like, who the fuck is this? And then turns out that the condom belongs to the policeman that shot him earlier.
Ooh.
Do you see where this is going?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are literally 34 parts to this. And it's still not done. And I probably left out so much shit.
Terrible.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I just happened to click on Neftal's window. I'm not getting the radio anytime soon, so you might as well just let me back in. Motherfucker, who you talk? Who you talking to? I'm tired of this BS, man.
He's just so full of shit.
Okay. Well, you know what, folks?
That's it.
Thank you for joining me tonight.
Yeah.
Jim, of course, thank you for coming on, as always. You guys have a great night. I will talk to you again soon.
Take care, guys.
Later.